Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray, as I've said before, I pray that it is food for you. I've asked the Lord to bless all of you who listen to this program, to hear the Lord's word, and to put it into practice in your own life, step by step, verse by verse. You don't have to start with one verse and then cover the entire New Testament. That's not what I'm saying, but you know as you read the word, there are certain sentences, certain paragraphs that really stand out to you. Those you want to remember because they can be of great help to us when we're in difficulty, or they can be of great help to us if we're in a very difficult situation or a very happy situation. All of it comes from God. Moses did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. Closeness to God makes us reflect his supremely beautiful countenance. What was the expression on the face of the person in the field when he found the buried treasure? How the face of the merchant must have beamed when he found the pearl of great price, the love of Christ. In God's covenant with us through his Son, we find the promise of our personal transfiguration. You see, brothers and sisters, read the Word of God daily. I've said this many times. I'm going to say it many more times. Read the Word of God daily. So we look today at the first reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 29 to 35. As Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the commandments in his hands, he did not know that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with the Lord. When Aaron then and the other children of Israel saw Moses and noticed how radiant the skin of his face had become, they were afraid to come near him. Only after Moses called to them did Aaron and all the rulers of the community come back to him. Moses then spoke to him. Later on, all the children of Israel came up to him, and he enjoined on them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When he finished speaking with them, he put a veil over his face. Whenever Moses entered the presence of the Lord to converse with him, he removed the veil until he came out again. On coming out, he would tell the children of Israel all that had been commanded. Then the children of Israel would see that the skin of Moses' face was radiant. So he would again put the veil over his face until he went in to converse with the Lord. No, brothers and sisters, one day we're going to see the Lord. We want to be ready for that. And by that I just say, as I've said to you before, take one sin in your life, one area that needs to change, and work on that. Don't try to take on more than that. Just take one at a time. When you think you've taken care of it, really, then take another. Ask God to give you strength then for two things. But brothers and sisters, God wants to change us. This word, remember, this word is not like any other book. I keep saying this because so many people don't understand that. This word is living and active. This word can change your life. It's changed mine, and it can. Psalm 99, Holy is the Lord our God. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. From the pillar of cloud, he spoke to them. They heard his decrees and the law he gave them. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for holy is the Lord our God. That's why we genuflect when we come into the church. That's why we're silent in the church, is to give God some expression of our realization of his glory. And isn't it true, you know, you're late coming from work or something and you come into Mass and you grab some holy water which spills all over the place and you run down to your seat and you get in there and then you spend 5 minutes just catching your breath. Well, God knows all that. But at the same time, if you possibly can, stop at least for 60 seconds. If you've been running, stop for 60 seconds before you walk in. We want to give God our best. And when our mind's distracted in too many areas, it's hard to do it. And I know at times I've been just so distracted, and I've said to the Lord, Lord, please help me with this. Please. I'm not asking him to do it. I'm asking him to help me. So I participate by giving him everything I can, and God, in his great mercy, helps us. He hears you. Holy is the Lord our God. Holy. He's your God. He's holy. Draw near to him. Draw closer. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 44 to 46. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a man finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." Put God and his word, brothers and sisters, before everything else. Your wife, your husband, your children, but put God in first place. You'll be amazed over time, probably be a year, but over time, if you're faithful, God will bless you. God will show you how much he loves you. God will speak to your heart. I'm not saying you're going to hear audible voices or anything like that. As I've told you before, I never thought of that. I don't know that. I don't know whether I ever thought about that. Those are ways of God inserting a question into your mind that you need to pay attention to. Because he loves us so much, he wants us with him forever. No matter where you are, no matter if you're the person in the most difficulty, where you don't even have the clothes you need necessarily to live well. Please, brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter, poor, average, rich, because the riches can become our God. And that's a dangerous point. Please, brothers and sisters, put the Lord first in your life every day. God will abundantly, he will, over time, abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, I think it's really important that you ask yourself, what is the treasure in the field? What is it? What does that mean? What's the pearl of great price? It means that we'll be ushered into heaven. We'll be with God. Even if we have to spend a little time in purgatory, we'll get there. we'll be able to see him. We'll be able to live. What would that be like to walk with the Lord? But he will see us. We will meet him. I just want to throw my arms around him and give him a big, big, big hug. Brothers and sisters, what awaits us? We can't even really describe. And I want to be there. I don't want hell. It's a horrible word. I don't want it. I'd like to pass purgatory, but I don't think I know. And that's what counts. And then, brothers and sisters, I can't tell you, see God here and you'll see this. I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. But it's God's world. So you can count that every good desire of your heart will be met. And some desires that you find out, oh, that really wasn't that important. But God will give you all that you hope for, all that you pray for, all that you love. He will give you himself. How about that? There's no better bargain to say, if we are good on earth, we will see him in heaven. And if we have been bad, there's been anger or hatred or jealousy or all those kinds of things in our life for many years, brothers and sisters, just go to the Lord, please. Ask him to break the chains of negativity and anger and frustration in your heart. Ask him every day. He will do it for you because he loves you. Then come back to him. Draw near to him. Brothers and sisters, I can't imagine what heaven will be like when we can all see one another. I want to be there. I want to be there with certainly all my friends, but I want to be with those of you who I don't know, who listen to the radio, who hear me. I want to see you in heaven. I pray that I will get there. Of course, I can't pronounce that I will go to heaven. I can't do that. But that's where I want to be. And that's what I want for you. It's you and I together. Journey toward heaven until we see him face to face. I don't know what that's going to be like, but I can't even imagine it. Where all the sorrows and pain and mourning will disappear. And what we will know is our joy and delight and love and hope and peace. Not even hope anymore. It will be fulfilled. Please, brothers and sisters, may God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.